Rest and Be Thankful Cafe. You may be starting your trail here at the Rest and Be Thankful, or you may have arrived here having already done some walking, in which case it's probably time to have a rest and be thankful. If you haven't already discovered the touchscreen kiosk in the cafe, why not go inside and find out more? Before this cafe was built, indeed before Marine Drive was constructed, if you wanted refreshment, you would have had to find one of the natural springs. One of these, Mare's Well, is just a short walk from here.
When Marine Drive was first built in Victorian times, people were travelling around on foot, on horseback and in carriages. So I guess that's where the name Mare's Well came from. It was an opportune place for people to stop and water their horses.
Sally Pidcock, Country Park Warden here on the Great Orme. Tom Parry also knows about the springs.
It's one of many wells on the Orme. For many years there was a storm basin there to catch the water to allow, I assume, the horses that went round to drink. Unfortunately, about 20-odd years ago, someone stole the stone container and now there's just water dripping out onto the road itself.
Time to head on now and on to the next point, which is the other side of Mare's Well along Marine Drive. Past the well and on your right, there is a gate allowing access onto the headland. It's there that we will find out about another of the Great Orme's legacies, shipwrecks.